from the other daily devotioner is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotioner with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. Today is another beautiful day in the presence of God. We give glory to God for His faithfulness upon our life, upon our ways. The great grace of God will manifest more and better in the mighty name of Jesus. In season and out of season, we enjoy the divine blessing of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will continually be with us in the name of Jesus. Brethren, we give glory to God for this beautiful day and for giving us the opportunity to see a new day. And we pray today that the great grace of God will manifest upon our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And it shall be well with us in the name of Jesus. The mighty hand of God that has helped us this far will not be withdrawn in Jesus' mighty name. Those of you celebrating your birthday today, I rejoice with you. I celebrate with you. Many more years you will celebrate on the planet Earth, and good things shall come unto you in pleasant places. As your days, so shall your strength be. For those of you that are celebrating your special day, that special day will not become ordinary in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord bless you. The mighty hand of the Lord that makes it possible for you to witness today will still help you to see another year. You are lifted and connected in Jesus' mighty name. Brethren, today, I want us to look at the word of the Lord concerning what is going on our heart. What are you thinking? What are you pondering in your heart? What are the things that are going on with you? Brethren, let the ways of the Lord be established. Let everything be established in the Lord, and the Lord will help you. He will make you to be more pronounced and prosperous. Hand it over to God. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 26. Proverbs 4 26 say, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Brethren, what are you doing? How are you doing it? You must decide what to do. Why don't you decide today to dwell with the Lord? Why don't you tabernacle with the Lord? Why don't you do the will, submit yourself unto God? You must decide what to do. And whatever you want to do, you do it carefully so that you will get it right. And the first decision that I will implore you to do is to get closer to your Maker. He has your manual. Yes, the Lord has your manual. Everything that is going on with you, the Lord knows. And the Lord has the manual with Him. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 59. Verse 119 verse 59 says, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I thought on my ways and turned thy feet unto thy testimony. That's two people there. You are the one that was thinking. You thought. You have thought about everything. And you now look at it and say, there is no way. I can't get it done. I can't do it myself. How will you do it? You turn unto the Lord. When you turn unto the Lord, there shall be testimony. There shall be testimonies wherever you go. The Lord will give you testimony. Whatever you are passing through is just a phrase. It's a phrase. You overcome it. Brethren, I have thought about my ways. I have thought about things to do. I have tried. But one thing is this. I turn back to God and I'm following God's instructions. Do likewise. There shall be testimonies. When you turn your ways, when you turn from your own ways, your own understanding, you turn from your own way, your own strength, and you are turning unto God. That was what I did. I turned back unto God. There are many discouraging things happening in life today. But what do? Turn back to God. God will not forsake you. He's waiting. He's in love. Turn back to God. When you get closer to God, there shall be a solution. And I pray today that as you are turning back to God, great and mighty things will happen. It will end in praise. It will end in testimony. You have tried your best. You have fasted. You have prayed. You have done all you could. Turn back to God. Go on singing praises and thanks unto God. There's somebody somewhere that the Lord is touching the heart of that person to help you concerning that problem, concerning that challenges. Brethren, here and there it happened. It happened to me. But I turn back to God and the Lord turned it back to testimony. The Lord shall turn all your worries to testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Let me stop here. And by the grace of God, we continue tomorrow. Before tomorrow, I say the Lord bless you. You will enjoy His grace. The mighty hand of the Lord that surpasses human reason and understanding shall manifest better upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Enjoy divine refreshment. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Michael Abi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name: Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number: 375-919-7017. Bank: FCMB. Or you can use 3025-365130. Account name: Alabi Femi. Bank: First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 90 380 2 1402 or +234 80 56 16 7840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.